Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium on beautiful Windward Parkway, just a quarter mile west of 400. My friends, today, of course, is Father's Day 2013. Once again, a great shout out to all you fathers. And in respect to all you fathers, we have the incredible, well, Dr. Livingston, because his real name is Dr. Sean, but since he dissed potatoes and really got on me about my skim milk. And why would he do that? Because he's a man who saves lives. He's a man who goes to the ends of the earth to make sure. He's a doctor with a CIA culinary degree behind him, so that his food, God, it hurts me to say this, it really does, but it's good. It's really good, and it's healthy, and I hate you. But other than that, you know, we always try to find some interesting and neat and unique things for you to talk around the dinner table, lunch table, or breakfast table, if you will. A little trivia for you. How many out there are movie buffs? Here's a great one for you. On this date in 1960, Alfred Hitchcock's classic thriller what premiered?
Birds.
No.
Psycho.
Now, here's what's interesting about Psycho. It was the first film to show a toilet flushing on camera. And that was because Janet Leigh flushed something down the toilet. And before I ask this crowd, what was it that she actually flushed down the toilet? No comments from here. And before anybody can say it, it was a piece of paper. Another trivia question. In the famous shower scene, the knifing, and you... thank you, Mr. New York. Anyway, they had a famous scene in the shower where at the end of the shower scene, you see blood going down the drain. Do you know what the famous blood was that they used to create it?
Ketchup.
No.
You know what? Chocolate syrup.
Hershey's chocolate syrup is what they used. And if you look at it closely enough, you could see why they used Hershey's, because it was black and white. It had the consistency, the thickness, and when you look at it, when I heard that bit of trivia, I watched it, you go, oh man, what a waste of Hershey syrup. I would have put it in my skim milk. But anyway, and then Doc Sean, or Doc Livingston as I call him, would have really been repulsed by it. But we are celebrating fathers everywhere, and this is, of course, National Fudge Day, and without further ado, Dr. Sean, I don't know if I'm going to strip your name away or not, but Dr. Sean, for all practical purposes, you've done an amazing thing. In fact, the She-Beast, my wife, who, by the way, is a point-of-care coordinator at Emory University Hospital, and out of 200,000-plus in the world in her profession, she was recognized. Oh, God, I have to live with this for the whole year. She is a 2013 point-of-care coordinator of the year in the world, and I think that is awesome. And, God, every time at home now, ever since she found out a couple of weeks ago, she goes, who's the point of care coordinator of the year? Yes, dear.
Using it while I can.
Yeah, that's it. But anyway, Doc, now the She-Beast is very formally trained in medical. She runs and is in charge of working with all the bedside testing, which has become a huge thing in hospitals because it cuts down on the cost, because it doesn't have to go to the lab. It's quicker for the docs, but it causes her a lot of pain and angst, which, of course, in my life is always a good thing. But even though she is a point-of-care coordinator of the year. But you and her have had some really interesting conversation because she has a few issues. Cream soda.
She lives with you.
I'm sorry?
I said she lives with you.
Thank you, the one who did not share his cigars like Pete did. But there we go. Anyway, she was very intrigued with what you had to say. And she's talked to a lot of people. She's around docs all the time. But she's actually listening to you. And I think this is what really gives you credibility, because when you diss the potato, when you diss my corn-fed beef and my skim milk, you had no credibility in my eyes. But she's one who really is strict, and she's been talking to you a lot off mic, and I think that says a lot. So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
What you're doing for people's health is amazing.
Thank you.
Chef Eric, now that I've got through the basic sucking up, is that going to get you any discounts? You know, you told me if we put them on, you might get a discount.
No, I did not say that.
Oh, you didn't?
No. That would be your shameless...
Well, he knows not even to look at me.
So, I got to go back and finish your mashed potatoes for a second.
Oh, yeah. Would you do that, please?
Yeah, let me just... I got my masher here.
Okay. Well, while Chef Eric is mashing my spuds, have you ever had banana pud?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. My friends, that is the sound of a food processor. Only on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, can you hear actual cooking going on, because we are the only international cooking show in the world on radio that actually cooks. And the mashed spuds look very creamy. Did you put enough grass-fed butter in there?
Oh, yeah. Lots of butter and bacon grease.
I have a question for you, though, Chef Eric.
What?
I have never seen anyone in all the years, and I started my culinary career at 13 years old, peeling 150 pounds of potatoes every Friday and Saturday at a local establishment who really was famous for their mashed spuds. And I have never seen it come off a stalk, or it looked like it had leaves around it.
It's a new potato?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's from California.
California?
It's a California potato.
Well, good. I will let the she-beast have the first sample, and when I watch her eyes roll back in her head, I'll decide whether or not I'll eat it. But anyway, the first two recipes that have come off were super, and all the recipes here are courtesy of Chef Sean, who is also Doc Sean. But, Doc, these recipes, because you have a CIA degree, which I think is critical because it really lends to the credibility of your culinary expertise. So you've really taken some amazing things. Cod, of course, in Ireland is huge, England, United Kingdom. Cod is a huge fish because fish and chips, where they use European potatoes, which you have no problem with. It's just the Americanized potato you have a problem with.
I'm going to get a lot of flack for that. You know,
yes, obviously. You are. Yeah. But that's what I try to do.
Let me go back and say it's not the potato's fault. Okay, it's just what
they're glad to hear it. There are many happy potatoes out there.
Yes, it's not the potato, guys. It's just if your body's not working right, you need to make some sacrifice sometimes to get it going there and doing that. But by the way, I have a great recipe for fish and chips. If you like deep fried, battered fish and chips, you can have that. And it's actually healthy for you if you use the right ingredients.
There we go. And Chef Eric, talking about ingredients, you're getting whip up a classic dish from the old sod.
The old sod?
That's an Irish term. I know you. It doesn't have anything to do with chimichurri.
That's South America?
Yeah. So what is it?
This is a shepherd's pie.
Obviously, you want a good, firm white fish. Cod, obviously, is why they use it. It does well. And cod is never really farm-raised, which is a classic. It's good. It's always wild cod. And basically, instead of the flour, you use two types of nut flours. The first dusting is a coconut flour, which, odd to say, works almost like a white flour. It's very thin, very fine. You could use it for fried chicken as well, and just do your same buttermilk fried chicken recipe. But you do the first coating of flour, dredge in your egg, then you coat it in a coarse almond meal, which is almond flour, just like you did with the walnuts, and you deep fry it in grapeseed oil. Not rape seed oil, which is your classic canola, but grape, like the fruit. And it actually holds great texture. It gives the crispiness to it, and basically that's your fish and chips. And you got some good coffee.
I really agree with everything that you're saying, as painful as it is, because being the slave to healthy eating as I am. But here's the problem I can hear a lot of people. There's a gentleman here who weighs about 100 pounds. He's about 6 foot, and he's laughing when I said that I was healthy and a slave to healthy eating. He kind of chuckled as he was reading. But I got to ask you, the one thing I can hear the alarm bells going off, oh, my God, all these things are great, but you're asking for specialty items that instead of spending $15 to make fish and chips, it's going to spend $50 making fish and chips.
Absolutely not. You can do this just actually probably even cheaper. Everybody knows what almonds are, and they're actually very inexpensive these days compared to some of the other nuts. You can go to some of the big box stores like Costco and Sam's and get 3 or 4 pounds of almonds for very cheap. You put them in a food processor. You grind them down till they're a fine powder, and you've got your own almond flour.
That's now, what about grapeseed oil?
Grapeseed oil, again, very inexpensive, and it's extremely healthy for you. Similar to olive oil, but it stands up to the heat. So you can deep fry, you can saute, you can do everything with it, and it's got the same consistency and health benefits as olive oil. So there's really no way you can't not do this affordability. And this is why we do the shopping tours, is to show people that they can actually buy these foods for the same prices as they would at a regular grocery store.
Now, what do you...
And I will say that my first tendency this morning was I was going to go to Whole Foods to pick up everything, and I said, you know what? No, I want this to be...
People food.
I want to see how approachable it really is. So I went to Kroger and found absolutely everything except for sprouted brown rice, and we substituted quinoa, which is fine. They had everything else. So I was very happy with that.
Now you're doing the shepherd's pie.
Yes, sir. I've got bison going, or actually, no, I think we're back to grass-fed beef now.
Yeah.
Going in the pan here with some onions that have gone sort of translucent, so we're going to brown this all off. We're going to add a little bit of tomato paste and some cumin. In the other pot, I've got some garlic that was sautéed, added in corn, peas, and diced carrots. And we're going to put this together with those California potatoes that we made. And
somehow you've got that churlish grin.
I don't know, my friends,
if you've known Chef Eric as long as I have, the grin tells it all. I have a feeling that I'm going to let everybody else try it first before I put my fork in it.
You're going to love it.
But anyway, but this is a very basic recipe, very simple recipe. And how are you going to finish it, Chef Eric?
So we're going to put it in the oven, basically, once the meat's all done, and we're going to add a little bit of that Bragg's amino acids in there as well as the cumin. We're going to put a Dutch oven that I'm going to put in the Big Green Egg. I'm going to put the meat on the bottom, then a layer of vegetables, then some chopped spinach, and then we're going to top it with our special potatoes.
Whoa.
What?
I've had many shepherd's pie in Ireland, and we never use spinach.
I'm just saying that this is a healthy spinach. We're going to get some iron. And
we had to add something to this to create a little bit.
To make up for the potatoes from California?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about those potatoes?
No. No, I don't want to know.
Yes,
I think I do know. We'll talk about them in the next segment.
All right, next segment.
When we come back, my friends, speaking of the next segment, we've got an action-packed segment for you. We're going to introduce you to Russ Sutton. If Russ is around, I think he is. He left? Wow. Well, no, I won't say that because it's his place. But anyway, when we come back, Chef Eric is going to... Chef Eric and Chef Sean are going to discuss the potatoes from California. And we are going to have one more real quick recipe, Chef Eric, which is?
Is the cilantro chicken.
Lime chicken.
Wow, now that sounds edible. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating Father's Day today, my friends. It is National Fudge Day. We hope you're enjoying it because we're having fun. We're at Cutter's Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway, 1/4 mile west of 400 in the Strip Mall. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Alpharetta.